Championship. For the first time in two decades, college basketball has a repeat champion.
And Coach K is the proud father of three in more ways than one. At midcourt, launches the shot. Oh, and almost went in! Almost went in, and Duke is the king of the dance, 2010. The Blue Devils are the national champions of 2015.
National championship number five for Mike Krzyzewski.
Just an unbelievable tournament performance by Coach K and his young Devils.
And there you have it. What's up and happy Sunday. Hi, Presley Davis.
What's up?
So, this is going to be an episode 11, whatever episode it is. Recapping, talking about Countdown to Craziness, the scrimmage, the game, whatever it's called. We attended. How'd you like it?
It was fun. Thought it was good. There was a lot of stuff going on before it actually happened.
I felt like I was in a time loop of watching over and over dance groups come out and do dances and again and again and again, and I was just like, are the players actually going to come out?
Yeah, like, it felt like it was just dragging. I didn't know there was that many dance groups at Duke.
I know. I felt like it was the same one just dressing up in a different outfit and coming back out each time. And then they brought out the women, and everybody was like, I was like, I kind of feel bad for them, but it was cool. All the little player intros and all the light up devil horns and like the low lit purple lighting, blue lighting. I was like, oh my God, I'm ready for the season. The teams, they were pretty evenly matched. Came down to the final possession. They doubled Grayson. He tried to throw an alley-oop to Marvin to tie it up. He could not catch it. Seemed like he kind of got fouled, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, I got a lot out of that scrimmage. It was one 20-minute half. I think Grayson, Trayvon, Gary Trent Jr., Marvin, and Jordan Goldwire played all 20 minutes, with the rest subbing in and out. A few things I got out of it is Gary Trent Jr. is absolutely ready to be a starter, and he is going to be a monster on defense. Like, him and Grayson had to guard each other. They led each team in scoring. But he held his own very well. And he definitely, the new name that I will only call him as from now on is Swaggy Trent Jr. Is that fair?
That's cool. Fits him.
It was pretty cool to see. I'll get into the game in a second. It just seemed like the whole team is kind of bonding together as like a, you know, chemistry, kind of like compared to 2015 as usual because we won the championship that year. But it just seems like the team feels more like a family aspect this soon, even though we have a bunch of young guys and then Grayson. But it seems like each time somebody does something, it's like everybody's there supporting them and, you know, has each other's backs. And it's like they feel closer than they should feel right now at this point because we haven't even played a game yet, or they haven't even played a game yet, and it already feels like they have that bond of a team that's been together for a few years. With that, Trayvon Duval looks absolutely ready to handle the point guard role. He seems like he can push the pace, seems like he can come off picks well, seems like he can get out in transition or run the half-court offense. One thing I'm worried about with him is his shot. I don't think his shot is, you know, his jump shot, I don't think it's that good. But I don't think that is a make-or-break factor. That's something that can be worked on anyway. And then, you know, with him driving, getting to the bucket, kicking it out to people, setting up the offense, we just want somebody who's poised running the point guard position, and we want, you know, we just want somebody that when they have the ball in their hands, they're not like, and we don't want, you know, a natural small forward or shooting guard bringing the ball up the court, because they're not thinking the way that a true point guard would be thinking. You know, he's basically running the team, so it's not all about getting the ball up the court and taking a jump shot. It's about either pushing the pace, like I know he can do. You saw that with a few crazy fucking alley dunks he did to himself and whatnot. And he's a freak athlete for a 6'2 guy. And then also, I lost my train of thought, but point is, he can run the point. I don't know about his jump shot right now, but he's going to run the point well. And another thing is, Jordan Goldwire looked really good. He defended Trayvon Duval pretty well. And he also ran the point pretty well for the other team, which was, you know, him, Bagley, and Grayson. He ran the point well. He shot the ball well. And he defended well. Hustled at all times. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a few minutes here and there, or even more, depending on Trayvon Duval's conditioning and the flow of the game. I really wouldn't be surprised to see him get a few minutes or more than that, depending on which game it is. So I loved seeing that from him. With Gary Trent, I said he was going to be ready. I said he's a monster. I mean, he looks – Coach K was saying it as well. He's so developed for a freshman. I mean, when you look at him, do you think he's a freshman?
No.
I think he's 25 years old. I'm sticking by that. you know, him and Grayson are guarding each other. Grayson looks more like the freshman. Gary Trent looks like the senior. But you saw Grayson pulling a few of his tricks. Like, I know the shot clock was winding down and somebody blocked his three. He was trying to get a three up. I think Javin blocked him. He got his own rebound. Those two people around him, you know, he pump faked. He had like 3 seconds left on the shot clock. He pump faked, got somebody up in the air, took a step to the left, threw up a three. It was just, you know, you see him pulling his little tricks that he's developed. And he looked very good as well. You can just tell the competitive aspect of this team. Like, it was Duke versus Duke. But each team wanted to win so bad. Like, you could tell when the blue team won, right? You could tell when the blue team won how, they were like, yes, we got bragging rights over Grayson and Marvin and everyone. And they were like, yes, we got it. And then you could tell how frustrated Grayson and all of them were that they lost.
Even though it was, like, what, a couple points? Like,
it was 2 points.
Yeah.
But even though it was, like, that made it even worse.
And then Duke on Duke, they're like, damn, like.
Because you could tell, yeah, because you could tell Grayson had the last, you know, he had the ball in his hands in the last possession. I think he wanted a screen, he wanted to come off, and he wanted to hit either the game-winning shot or tie it up. They kind of helped and doubled him a little bit, so he literally had nowhere to go. And you could tell he picked up his dribble, and he was like, fuck. Like, he just wanted to shoot so bad, I think. And so he threw that lob to Marvin, and he had a good chance to get it. He probably did get fouled. I didn't look at it much, you know, we were in the stands and everything, but you could just tell they were like, man, that's some bullshit. And they were mad that they lost, and I think that's going to be big going into the season. It looked like everyone was buying in, looked like everyone cared. You saw Jordan Tucker and Alex O'Connell going back and forth for a second. They hit some big shots. Were they
the ones that were like, damn it, now I'm going to go score? Was that them?
Yeah, it was.
They were like playing kinda off each other.
They went back and forth for a few. And then even, and you could tell like the team was like, you know, Alex scored, then Jordan scored. Alex came back down and scored. And Jordan Goldwire brought the ball up the court. And you could tell he was like, all right, I got to get this to Jordan Tucker so he can go back at Alex. That was cool to see. And then even Gary Trent and Grayson went back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was almost sad that they were guarding each other. I was like, I wish they put somebody else on Grayson and somebody else on Gary Trent just so they could go off. Because they're fairly evenly matched. Like, they both play great defense and both look very good on offense as well. And then with the post up, the post play, we have Wendell, Marquise, Javin, Marvin, which is crazy because if shooting is our, you know, if shooting is Duke's worst attribute on offense, then I'm glad. It's not really our worst attribute, but I mean, we can play from the inside out. So Trayvon can bring the ball up, set up a post play for Marvin. And then, as you saw in the Duke scrimmage, you know, Jack White was in the game or someone like that was in the game where they could help off of him to double Marvin in the post. So you didn't really get to see what Marvin could do in the post, even though he still posted up and scored and was jumping over people and finishing over two people. But in the real game, say we have Trayvon, Grayson, Gary Trent, Marvin Bagley, Wendell Carter in the game. If they post on Marvin, who are you going to help off of? He obviously warrants a double team because there's not really – I don't think there's one single person in the whole NCAA that can guard him in the post straight up every time. So you're going to have to help. So who are you going to help off of? You going to help off of Grayson? Okay, Marvin, just kick it to Grayson. You're going to help off of Gary Trent? Okay, kick it to Gary Trent. You're going to help off of Wendell? Okay, he's just going to dump it to Wendell on the other side of the lane for a dunk. So I think they're going to be posting up a lot. I also saw Marquise and Wendell shooting threes. I don't think Marquise will be shooting a lot of threes. I know he threw up a couple of straight bricks. Wendell hit one. It looked kind of lucky. I think he's more likely to hit threes than Marquise. And then Coach K said with if the lineup, you know, season started today, Wendell Carter and Marvin Bagley would be the starting bigs. So I think it kind of what we talked about, we figured it would be that. It would be Trayvon Duval, Grayson, Gary Trent, Wendell Carter, and Marvin Bagley, starting five. And I figured the only change from that would be whether Bolden looks better than Carter to start, as Carter's still getting adjusted. Then Bolden might start over Carter. But Wendell Carter looked really good, and I think he'll probably be starting, like Coach K said. So I don't know. Marquise's mindset may kind of be trash like it was last year. There's a chance for that. I could see that, you know, because he came back. First of all, he wanted to be a one and done. He didn't because he was kind of unhealthy. Didn't look so good last year. This year, he thinks about transferring. He doesn't transfer. He's going to stay. Then we add all this talent that he probably wasn't even expecting to come. You know, Marvin Bagley came last second, which, I mean, they're cool, obviously. You saw them at the football game, and, you know, they're good friends and everything. But he's coming back as a sophomore, and then he's coming off the bench again. And, you know, Coach K, he doesn't – the thing that this game told me was that we could go 12 deep as far as how many players get minutes. But – who knows how far into the rotation he's going to go. Bolden's obviously going to get minutes, but if he looks slow or he doesn't look like he's all the way there, you know, he's not going to play because we have an abundance of people who can play. We didn't even talk about Javon, how good Javon looked. Every single play, he was fighting for a rebound or blocking someone or, you know, getting up above the rim, grabbing offensive boards. So, I mean, he deserves minutes also, you could say. He can also stretch the floor. He can shoot. He's huge. Who went up for a dunk and got absolutely demolished by Javon? Was it Jack White?
Yeah, I think so. And we were all like, poor Jack White. Like, just let him do his thing.
I don't think he's going to – I know some people think, like, he developed and – I don't think he's going to play much at all just because he's too slow. He's just – I don't think he'll find that many minutes. But if he hustles and he has the trust of Coach K, you can see it. But as far as those last couple bench rotation players, I'm not sure how it's going to go because on offense, Alex O'Connell looked good, you know. Jordan Goldwire, he looked good all around. Jordan Tucker – to me, he didn't look bad. He only got 6 minutes. But to me, he didn't look bad either. And then Javon, he looked great. I mean, he looks like a man-child.
Yeah, Javon looks really good.
So you're going to have to see how the coaching staff decides to go with the rotation, because right now all of that's up in the air. But I thought Bagley looked really good. Grayson looked really good, as we expected. Trent did as well. I thought Wendell Carter looked good. You know, he's fighting for rebounds on both ends of the floor, going straight back up with it, finishing through contact, hit a jump shot, you know, which is good for floor spacing. And then obviously Bagley can get a rebound and go coast to coast like it's nothing. So it's a lot of exciting things that I saw from that. And overall, it was enjoyable, fun experience. But the team is what was most exciting. Player intros, they were pretty fun.
They were fun.
Gary Trent was probably the best.
I missed my fave from last year, twerking.
Oh, yeah, Frank.
Frank, yeah.
Yeah, you brought out the retro Frank jersey.
I had to.
That's the best jersey for you. But so, yeah, for the scrimmage, I mean, you saw a lot of good things. The dunk contest came down to Duval and Grayson, and Duval couldn't complete his final dunk attempt, so Grayson basically won by default. Then he dunked over two cheerleaders, so that kept the crowd hype. You know, his first year, that when he was coming out of high school, freshman year at Duke, he was in that McDonald's All-American dunk contest. He dunked over Jahlil. And one thing I think this speaks to his athleticism is, a lot of the times when people jump over people to dunk, they'll push off the shoulders. So, like, you'll jump a little bit up and then just use your offhand and just push off the shoulders. It skyrockets you, like, 3 foot higher. I've never seen him do that. When he jumped over Jahlil, he did not push off of anything. He jumped straight over him. Obviously, you have to spread your legs. I mean, he doesn't have a 7 foot vertical. But he jumped over him, didn't use any offhand. When he jumped to those cheerleaders, he jumped straight over them, no offhand. I thought that was pretty cool. But I mean, yeah, it was a good little scrimmage. Like I said, one half, 20 minutes. I think the big contributors are obviously going to be Grayson, Bagley, Gary Trent. I could see that being like the core point totals as far as who's putting up double digits every game. And then defense, I'm excited about defense because we just have so much athleticism, so much length, a true point guard, everyone's quick. So it's just a lot to be excited about. I figured I'd get this out. Just another little quick update. We have scrimmages starting. When is that?
The 27th is the first one.
So it's getting close.
The 27th and then November 4th. Those are the two scrimmages. And then we start the actual season.
So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that Michigan State game as well. I think they are second in the preseason polls, and we're first. So it's going to be good to stomp them out.
Hopefully.
We will. I'm overly confident. One thing I'm not overly confident about is my fantasy team this week. Couple of you listening,
just
I know.
Shut up, because my whole team is fucking trash right now.
A couple of you listening, I know we're in the same league. My team is fucked this week.
No, you, okay. Mr. Undefeated over here until, like, what, this week, last week? And you can't even be complaining because every single star player on my team is hurt right now.
Yeah.
Every single one. And then the quarterback I was trying to replace Aaron Rodgers with is fucking hurt too. So I'm like, cool.
Yeah, you.
So just hush. I don't want to hear
you
it.
You lucked out with.
I don't even care anymore.
You lucked out with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. Odell.
Odell's hurt. Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Who else? Landry, he got hurt too, his ankle.
Yeah, he's all right though.
So, I mean, everyone on my team. Who else? My tight end, didn't he get hurt?
Yeah, so you're fucked, but I am too.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
My whole team.
Anyways, those are my thoughts on the scrimmage. Kind of things that we already knew, but it was good to see it. I'm sure if you weren't there, you probably watched the highlights or watched it live anyway, so that's why I didn't really break down play-by-play or anything of that nature. I'm excited for these exhibitions, excited for the first couple games. I'm just, the anticipation and hype for this season feels almost too good to be true, but I'm just going to stick to the fact that it's going to be a good one. We have those first games to work out the kinks. And it's just going to be good. I'm looking forward to multiple SportsCenter top 10 plays. Alley-oops, dunks, crazy threes, whatever it is. I'd be happy if we just blow out everybody. But obviously we'll have a few close games here and there. Probably a few losses here and there. But in the end, a lot of those losses serve us well. So I'm not going to say we're going undefeated or anything like that because we probably won't. That's just not likely.
You can't be too overly confident.
Yeah, it's all about...
You just have to kind of wait.
It's all about peaking when we get to March.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Getting ready for that now.
And winning in the process.
Yes. That helps a lot.
So that's that. Looking forward to everything. Seems like the starting five will be Carter and Bagley as the bigs. I'm just excited. I know everybody else is excited. I know you're excited. I'm just ready for it to be here.
If the NCAA tournament is in Greenville again, we're going. So
it's gonna be in it's gonna be in Charlotte.
Oh, is it?
But it just depends on because they.
Well, then hell yeah, we're going.
I think it's gonna be in Charlotte, maybe Greensboro. I'm not sure, but the thing is,
Charlotte will be dope.
It's one of the two, but the thing is, it depends on what seed we get, mm-hmm. obviously. But it's not gonna be in Greenville, I don't think, because they reinstated that whatever HB2 bullshit law.
Oh, okay.
So, it's back in North Carolina. And it would have been last year if that whole bullshit wasn't going on, which you never know what would have happened if we weren't playing in South Carolina that weekend.
I don't even want to talk about it.
I know you don't want to talk about it. I don't either.
But if it wouldn't have been full of South Carolina fans, it was like a home game for them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it would have been in Greensboro,
yeah, then it would have been a lot better outcome probably.
So fuck that law. I'm glad it's all fixed now. They reinstated it almost immediately as soon as, you know, we lost All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We lost the tournament.
It was a lot that we lost.
It was a lot, but it's back now. So that's also something to look forward to. If we do well this season, we will get a good seed. The first weekend will be in North Carolina, so we'll be there, I'm sure. And that's that. Have a happy Sunday. I'll get this up this evening. Go watch the Cowboys probably lose. I think the Panthers are losing right now as well. Football's been weird. Seems like if you pencil a team in that, yeah, this team is favored and will probably win this weekend, they lose. And everybody gets hurt as well. So have a great weekend, great week. We'll be back. We'll talk about the first exhibition. So that's Friday. So we'll be back next weekend probably.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter's been cool. Support's been cool. If you want to follow, whatever, it's in the description. Reach out, say hello. Cool little culture of Duke Blue fans.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Because, like, no matter... I don't know where I was going with that. It's just fun. Like, anything anyone Duke-related does positive, we're all just happy about.
And we're all tweeting each other.
Like Brandon Ingram dunked on somebody. We're happy. Tatum had a good game. We're happy. Some shit, you know, anything Duke-related, it's fun. And then it's like if somebody in the NBA that's Duke-related does bad, we're all like, somebody will be talking shit, and all the Duke fans go, shut the fuck up. So, yeah, have a good weekend or the rest of the weekend. Have a good week. Talk to you next weekend. Appreciate the support. You got anything?
That's it.
We're out. Bye.